You know, I think that a lot of this is hypothetical. I mean, we can't guarantee what the growth patterns are going to be.
Absolutely.
I think there was a survey done, I believe, in 2006, which said 70% of the people that we had living on the outskirts of the island by the water were 65 years and older. They are now 13 years older than they were. So we're going to see a significant shift of ownership in that, and they've seen that up on Lummi Island. During the summer, this is a question for Rachel. So Rachel, during the summer, do we have a higher, are we charging more in the summertime rates for likes?
Mm-hmm. We have peak season fares that are higher than the non-peak fares.
And that's,
go ahead.
So the people that are there typically in the summer that aren't the year-round residents are paying a higher rate?
Correct.
So for me, if I was paying a higher rate in the summer, and I had a chance to have a boat that could get me on and off the island a little more quicker, that would be the only benefit I get by paying more money, is because I've got that extra possibility. And, you know, we're seeing, if you look at King County, Snohomish County, we're seeing huge amounts of growth. And I think that to say that we're going to be similar to whatever the county does, the county growth projections we've been using have been always on the low side. And the reason they're on the low side is because if the cities go with a medium or higher rate, they have to provide adequate fire, sewer, and all of the service levels that they need. You know, the last, what was the Almar? Was it 9 cars? Is that what I heard you say? So we had a 100% increase 40 years ago the last time we did this. And over the last few years, there has been talk about how we needed to make the existing boat bigger, and I think currently there was a request for us to add another run in the middle of the day, even this time of the year. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, you know, I know it will cost a couple $1 million more to go with a 32-car ferry versus the 28-car ferry, but I think the thing is, now we have one shot to do this, and we have significant amount of potential. You know, we haven't got the checks not in the mail yet. But we're working hard to come up with the funding from the state, and we'll probably know within 30 to 60 days, Dan, one way or the other, what the state is going to do.
Yes.
Is that fair to say? So, you know, at that point, we could say if we needed to cut back because we just couldn't see that we're going to have the money, then I could see that. But I think we should move forward. I think there's been discussions currently with DEM about tsunamis, and there's been discussion with all the drying conditions, potential for forest fires, not only on this island, but on Sinclair Island and others. So, and I don't know about you, but if you've ever gone through intersections and see how many people run the red lights because they're so impatient and they do not want to wait, you know, so that's my position, is I think we need to build the 32-car boat. I think you've done a good job giving us good analysis, but we're also seeing significant amount of baby boomers that are retiring at the highest rate ever, and the people that are going to be buying nice lots on the islands will be have the financial wherewithal to do that. And they're also usually the least patient people as well. And I don't know, but from what I've seen during the summer, I'm not seeing a lot of Metro Geos and Priuses going back and forth. Typically during the summer, people have their Suburban and maybe their boat behind it, or they have these four-door pickups that are coming on because they're bringing all their stuff onto the island. So I think, you know, if we undersize the boat, we're going to live with it for 50 or 60 years. If we oversize the boat, it's just a question of when we'll be able to totally use it.